Hey, Butchie, what's in the box?
It's easier to answer what isn't in the box.
True. I bet I'd get that wrong, too, though. Is it an unopened gift?
How would I know? Could be a gift. Could be a curse.
Normally, I'm not very interested in boxes since I lift them all day. We play a game at work where we guess what's in the box. But since the freight invoice usually has a detailed description of the contents, it's not a super hard game.
Oh, sounds fun.
One time, it was a box of tarps, and I thought it said tarts and got all excited.
Wow.
Are you gonna open it?
Why would I?
Well, to see what's in it.
I don't care what's in it.
Aren't you curious?
What's there to be curious about?
I mean, when there's something that's been hidden, aren't you interested to know what it is?
Who says it was hidden? When you pack your records in a box when you're moving, are they hidden?
But given the time of year, don't you think that's a present?
It has no label, so no, I think it's a box. And until someone hands it to me and says, this is yours, and there's a small 300-year-old gold statue inside that has magical properties, I'm not touching it.
I see. Well, I wish I had the same self-control, but I don't. So I'm gonna open it.
If you open it, it'll end the mystery, but go ahead.
I was thinking about boxes when I was meant to be meditating earlier. I was thinking about, you know, that we're in boxes now. We're in our houses. You know, all of us are in our houses and we're looking at this box right now. And the straight lines and the parallel right angles that are necessary to construct a box, unless you're very clever. And then I was thinking about man-made things as being straight lines. And I think about this a lot because, you know, making media and media, you know, your screen's a rectangle. We're pretty obsessed with making these rigid right-angle things, partly because it's, you know, it makes manufacturing easy. But it's also, we've got this thing with the windows and the frames and the doorways, you know. They're like routes to look into something. And so the screen is your gateway to the world of wonder, and the box is a thing of mystery. You might have another box inside, another Russian dolls. But I was thinking about straight lines, you know, in nature, and how we think of straight lines as being man-made, but of course there's many straight lines in nature as well. And then I started thinking about circular things in nature and the need, you know, I was thinking, well, why is the planet round? Why are planets round? And I was thinking, oh, it must be because they're spinning, and so they keep getting rounded off by things hitting them. But I don't know if that's true because I don't know many things like that.
I hope I did it right. I hope I made the box correctly. I hope she doesn't call, because then I'll have to tell her that I failed.
What's he doing here?
I'm sorry.
How are we supposed to have an infinite number of 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 infinite
number of infinite number of Vicky, that has got to be the nicest box I have ever sat in front of.
I know, it's not like you miss anything else once you're in front of it. You don't really need to be looking at anything else, do you?
No, it's compelling. It's beautiful. I can't take my eyes off it. It's the simplicity. After all those days with the Christmas tree, just to have this plain, simple box here.
You.
I know, it's a beautiful shape, and it's I just wonder what's inside it. But I know you shouldn't pry too early. You know, I mean, we've had our gifting day, haven't we?
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, it's not unboxing day, is it? Well,
no.
I've seen the videos for unboxing, but I prefer the boxing videos.
Is that where they put the whatever's gone into the box, that's where they put it in? You see that being done?
Yeah, they put it back.
It's not complicated. It's very simple. I feel I shall become very cross if they do not listen. Do I need to bring you home? Have you failed, Hearty White? They told me not to send you because you're silly. You are very silly.
Very, 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 very silly.
Give the rose to Hearty White, or the Welshman will find out. And that'll be the end.
The end.
Of something.
Yeah, I mean, you have to think about the fact someone had to make the box.
I was thinking that. Someone made the box.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And it's actually very complicated. I mean, there's an art to making packaging, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you take a box apart, it's actually all one thing.
Near the enclosed compartment of Poindexter's hutch, I close Tesco to within an inch of its snuff-clasp snap-back blank. Rummaging through the box of your wooden head, I find my own thoughts trapped like spring flies boxing. Jab, jab, uppercut, jab, jab, uppercut, jab, jab, uppercutting the boxy jaw. Jocks, box jocks. The box jocks come strolling in through the party of the men. and sneervous. Sneervous la guerre de boxen. Sneer regardant champ des potres du boxen. Rappeur est de les piéger dans les boxen. Comedy of groaning moans from an apparent man buried in a box of cinematic recycling. Piling up possessions boxed like demons with box eyes, eyeing the boxed emboxment of gloves, loves the groups like a barn man of all. Before cakes muttering, eyeing the cakes and muttering roar, before clinging the hinges and clipping them back into the inner void of box emboxment. Boxed emboxment of gloves lavaged, blouch lavaged, cut out carrot, parceled up that the peoples in Decotentum and the peoples in Wales who slipped on the sidewalk right into the carton of the most lamentable entrapment. Posh boxes filled with the guttering wormness of worst hamper.
I thought I'd send someone silly and not very clever to show how simple it is to do what I ask. What are you standing on to speak with people? Are you shouting from a mountain?
No.
Radio?
I'm using radio.
Radio?
It's hard to explain. I'm not even sure how it works.
Exactly.
Box.
It's dark, only box in the Manchester. Peer out the side of the box, it seems more like the box is outside its own box. And grabbing at partings in boxes to reveal nothing but more trouble inside. It bounces around inside at the walls, it hits itself back to itself more. And then out in the charred Boxton Mall, in Boxton Crown, well, oh, more the Boxton did the path around the comedy groan.
So it's like a box.
Box.
And I speak into a little box, and it comes out of other boxes.
Please hurry, though. Again, I want everyone happy and have to have delicious food to eat, and lovely trees and cozy houses, and everyone should be nice to even tiny creatures, and no one should be afraid of sight ever. That's very silly. No one listened to boxes.
Box.
And in the music hand, and in the music hand, the boxing and the elemental moholdy, to the wooden head I find my own thoughts. In the wooden box I find my own thoughts in class.
You're very, very silly, Hardy White.
And it's always lovely to speak with you.
I imagine it is. Now, goodbye.
Goodbye, and thank you.
You are very welcome, Hardy White. Silly Hardy White.
So is that one of those antique villages or whatever? That's not what you call them. You know, historic village where they have people who recreate. You know what I mean? Historic recreators? Is that what they're called?
I don't know. Go on.
Anyway, I went to it was a Shaker village, supposed to be a 19th century. Not supposed to be. It is, but. There's no 19th century Shakers there anymore, but there are people that be like, I'm the local seamstress. You know what I mean?
Oh,
they dress
know.
Up in period costume, reenactors.
Yeah. I went to one of those when I was little.
Right. So I was at one of those, and there was a fella who was a joiner.
And I don't mean I don't mean like, you know, like your cousin
not a leaver either.
Right, it's just a joiner. I'm a bit of a joiner. That's why I'm here at this cult meeting.
Yeah.
So not that kind of joiner, but so somebody who makes joints. But also that that's not precisely what I mean either. So, but I always thought it was somebody who made coffins, but they made any kind of box. That's what this guy was, a joiner. He's a box maker. But you can't say I'm a boxer because people go, oh, you're a breed of dog, non-sporting dog. Or, oh, I guess we're a pugilist.
Or you punch people regularly.
Isn't that a pugilist?
Oh, is it?
I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Boxers!
Have you finished doing all that I have asked?
I have not. I'm very sorry.
Why not?
Well, it's complicated.
It seems all rather simple to me. Make everyone happy. I want everyone to have wonderful things to eat and lovely places to live.
Oh yes, I agree.
You've done that at least, right?
Well...
I especially like the little creatures. What are they called again?
Children.
At least they all have marvellous food to eat and warm, cosy places to sleep.
Oh, that's not the case.
Why isn't it?
Well,
You told everyone that was what I wanted. Have you not?
I did, and I do, and that's all I talk about. I tell them all the time, but I suppose they're listening. But...
Well, tell everyone. Tell everyone around.
It's hard.
It isn't. Simply tell everyone on Earth that people and creatures must have food and nice places to live, and all be happy and safe.
That's all I speak about.
You should speak very loudly, perhaps?
I speak as loud as I can, into a box.
They do as they're asked, don't they?
Some...
When they find out, they begin to love one another and take care of each other.
I suppose some do, and some do not.
It's all very simple, and insist this is your mission.
I do. I tell them all the time.
Exactly. So why isn't it done? It's not complicated. It's very simple. I feel I shall become very cross if they do not listen.
I tell them that as well. I say it'd be so much easier.
Do I need to bring you home? Have you failed, Hearty White?
Maybe I have.
They told me not to send you, because you're silly.
Mm-hmm.
You are very silly.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very silly.
Okay.
Very, 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 very silly.
All right.
But I like silly.
Well, that's good. That's good, because I can't be any other way.
I thought I'd send someone silly, and not very clever, to show how simple it is to do what I ask.
Exactly. I guess I'm a bit of an inspiration.
What are you standing on to speak with people? Are you shouting from a mountain?
No, I'm talking into a box.
No one listens to boxes speak from a tall mountain.
I shall speak from a tall mountain next time. I'm sorry. I've let you down.
Please hurry, though. Again, I want everyone happy and to have delicious food to eat, and lovely trees and cozy houses, and everyone to be nice, even tiny creatures. And no one should be afraid or sad ever.
I couldn't agree with you more, and I tell them that this is the reasons...
Say something funny. Make a silly sound, like a monkey or a fish.
Fish don't talk.
Of course they do. I talk to them every day.
All right, well...
Well then, make a monkey sound.
Ooh,
do it, or I'll be very cross.
Ooh,
you're very silly, Hearty White.
It's so good to
now
talk
to
with
work.
You.
I imagine it is. Now goodbye.
Thank you.
Now goodbye. You're very welcome, Hearty White. Silly Hearty White.
Yes.
I knocked over a mirror at the end of the recording and it didn't break. So at the end of the recording, we didn't get 7 years of bad luck.
Ah.
And we should say happy Boxing Day to the people who are listening to WFMU.
Yep, have a nice day. What's Boxing Day for?
It was the day, apparently, when you gave presents to all of your peasant, proletarian lackeys.
Well, I suppose that's quite nice, then.
It was the day when you gave it to the servants. So the servants sat and gave all the rich people the presents, And then the day after, the rich people gave them the presents, things like, you know, like a piece of toast in a cardboard flannel velvet box, or like a... Well, you're an aristocrat because you are, like, obviously God. You're the supreme being, at least in Hardy White's universe.
Mm-hmm.
So while you were asking me about Boxing Day, I have no idea.
Why me, though?
And why you would ever ask me about anything, I have no idea. Because you're supposed to be the supreme being. You're supposed to know everything. So why are you asking me about Boxing Day or anything in life?
I don't know.
No.
I went to this place with the school when I was little. We got made to go on one of those trips that are meant to be fun. And we got there and it was all about the 16th century. And there were people, you know, who got their... They were tied up and they got their hands in those things where you throw cabbages. What are they called?
Oh, stocks? Stocks.
Yeah, people in stocks.
Yeah,
and so children were being put in stocks. This is like part of our fun day out, you know.
Yeah.
You get your packed lunch, you got your cucumber sandwiches, and then you get put in stocks. But then there was this other man, and he had this cane, and he was caning people.
Oh, it's all good fun.
Yeah, and but there was a seamstress.
And also, they made lace. Not only did they
did
they whip the flesh off of people's backs for petty crimes, but also did fine needlework. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, our ancestors. I wish we could go back then, where people would, they would lock people up and torture them.
I suppose they were acting too. They were acting no differently from the man who really did hit my friend, and she came home with whip marks across her legs.
Oh, no, because he hit her for real.
But he was a sadist, this man.
That's timeless. We've had, because they're like, oh, can't it be this way anymore?
I mean, that's not acting, is it?
No, that's why I don't think these people are really acting. They're fantasizing, a lot of them, when they do the historic reenacting. They go, I wish I could shoot my neighbor.
Yeah.
Why is it illegal? I'll just dress up in wool and go and do it at the park.
Hang on, I'll get it.
Oh, man, is that the phone I think it is? It's the reason.
Dr. Silverin's office.
Dr. Silverin, please.
I'm sorry, Dr. Silverin isn't available at present.
It's the reason.
He's referring all his calls to this answering service.
Hello?
What's in the box?
Curiosity killed a cat, and it certainly would have you if you'd followed your impulse to open it. You did very well to call me when you did.
Yes, I know. But what's in it?
You have been misnamed, Gabrielle. You should have been called Pandora. She had a curiosity about a box and opened it and let loose all the evil in the world.
Never mind about the evil. What's in it?
Did you ever hear of Lot's wife?
No.
No. Well, she was told not to look back, but she disobeyed and she was changed into a pillar of salt.
Well, I just want to know what it is.
Would you believe me if I told you? Would you be satisfied?
Maybe.
The head of the Medusa. That's what's in the box. And whoever looks on her will be changed not into stone, but into brimstone and ashes. But of course, you wouldn't believe me. You'd have to see for yourself, wouldn't you?
Where are we going?
Where I am going, it is not possible for you to go. I had no illusion about deceiving you.
Whatever is in that box, it must be very precious.
Listen to me. As if I were Cerberus, barking with all his heads at the gates of hell. I will tell you where to take it. But don't. Don't open the box.
Jingle, 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 j
jingle bells,
you know, when I go to like experimental music things sometimes, and it's a lot of the time these things are funny, and I always enjoy looking around the audience and find there's only the people I know are laughing, and then everyone else is staring at them, and that to me is quite profound, seeing people staring at things that not finding them funny that I find funny, because it makes me realise just how we're in, how cut off we can be from.
Yeah, well, they might be worrying that there are intellectual expectations.
Yeah, they're fretting.
They're fretting, I think. That's why they can't just enjoy it. I mean, yeah. I was. It is my understanding that at the first performance of the Ohr Sonata, Kurt Schwitters, that some people laughed. Because it's funny. It is funny. Yeah. Like, he's making funny noises. And he was not offended in any way. That's a legitimate reaction to surprise. Yeah. When you're surprised, sometimes you laugh.
Well, also the confusing, the incongruous will make you laugh.
Also when you're embarrassed and you're mortified for the performer. Because I've seen that watching entertainers on stage. You go, oh, everyone's laughing, but I think they're laughing because you just said something horrifying. Yeah. There's that too. You laugh when you're uncomfortable. It's all sorts of things.
Little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes, little boxes, all the same.
There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky, and they all look just the same.
Near the enclosed compartment of Poindexter's hutch, I close Tesco to within an inch of its snuff clasp snapper clunk. Rummaging through the box of your wooden head, I find my own thoughts trapped like spring flies boxing. Jab, jab, uppercutting, jab, jab, uppercutting, jab, jab, uppercutting the boxy jaw. Jocks, box jocks. The box jocks come strolling in through the party of the men. And sneer vous la guerre des boxes.
What do you think's in this box?
Gosh, I've almost stopped thinking about it. I don't know. You know, when there's too many possibilities, you know how you can't settle on just one, so you stop wanting to make a decision. Like, ever going to a restaurant that has too many options, and you go, this is just throwing me into a state of confusion.
Oh, menu blind.
Yeah, and then you're like, I don't know what I want. You're giving me too many options. I don't mind those menus we go, like, here, they even call them menu. You know, here's what we're having tonight. And you go, okay. Mm.
Yeah, me too. But also my fear is that someone else will order something and it's better than what I get and I want their food.
Hmm.
That's like life, that is, you know.
Well, that's why it's good to get the, you know, just agree to share. You go, let's get one, you know, we'll each order a plate, but then we'll have
let's
a third.
Let's get the mezze.
Hmm.
Life should be like that. Is it mezze?
It's almost like that. We went to a vegetarian restaurant in New York with a ton of people, right? I ate off some of their plates. Did you?
I'm trying to remember that.
Remember? Because I remember there was like exotic fake meats. Like there was like fake wings and everything. And we were all...
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I've got no problem with that. Especially if I've got flu. Because no one else wants it afterwards.
Yeah. Oh, I don't like to make people sick.
No.
I wonder if I'm doing it right now.
Boxing Day is a holiday celebrated the day after Christmas Day. It originated in the United Kingdom and is celebrated in a number of countries that previously formed part of the British Empire. Boxing Day is on 26th December, although the attached banner...
Man, there's so much I didn't know about Boxing Day. There is. And so much I didn't know about boxes. When I was a house, I thought a great deal about boxes because I was one. I was a box. I was a cube. And this made me see my place in the world differently. I wanted to be more than myself. But when you double the volume of a cube, you run into the problem that its edges become irrational numbers. And I too felt irrational when trying to measure the dimensions of my interior. I could not accurately survey my soul. I was a box. And outside of the box was unknown and vast, and inside the box was unknown and vast. And so the box itself seemed irrelevant, an unnecessary middleman. I am a box looking at a box. I am a box listening to a box.
It was a custom for tradesmen to collect Christmas boxes
on Boxing Day. On the day we put our vision of the world and others into a fixed space, a carrier, a case. I was a house, and so I was a box, and though I am no longer a house, I am a box again, a flimsy shell with something inside. Maybe something inside, or empty. A box needs nothing in it to keep being a box. One time I took Meals on Wheels to Mr. Robinson on Boxing Day, and he was dead.
I remember you telling me that.
Is that when you left the Salisbury steak by accident? Oh, it was no accident. I left it on purpose as a sort of tribute. And then I went and called the cops. But when the cops came, he was fine. Turns out he was just lost in thought. I'm glad I left the steak so I didn't look stupid. I didn't say anything to him dead that I wouldn't said to him alive.
May come from a custom in the late Roman, early Christian era, wherein metal boxes...
I like that, Mr. Robbins.
...churches were used to collect special offerings tied to...
He likes Salisbury steak.
...Stephen, which in the Western Church falls on the...
Therefore, I like Salisbury steak.
You know, if people get IBS, they've now been testing out... Basically, in a capsule, a little tiny bit of baby poo.
Oh, all right.
You eat it.
You eat it. Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I had it offered to me. I was like, no, thanks.
No, I'm good. I'm sure it's already happened. There's been a lot of children in my life, so I'm pretty sure that's already happened.
Yeah, exactly.
Accidentally.
Except, yeah, you know. So... Baby poo has got this perfect consistency that it will help fight.
How baby? Like the first poo? Like the meconium or post
Like just...
Very, very small baby poo.
Oh, because they're pooing... Well, they're pooing out their mother's milk antibodies and all the good stuff, right?
Well, I guess they haven't come into contact with bad bacteria
With bad
yet.
Bacteria
and so,
yet. All
yeah,
right.
So... They probably, it's good poo.
You can use it to make a fine French cheese. Let's introduce this beneficial bacteria.
I'm so sorry about the way this is going.
Baby poo cheese. You know what?
This whole conversation.
It's reality. It's human being. We're human beings, and we are a festering, warm, gooky pile of bacteria and nonsense and everything. You know it's horrifying. And I believe that people do need to be reminded of that because of vanity. You start beginning to think, you know, oh, look at me. And I think images make it worse because you go, oh, I'm a sort of god. But you're not. You're a big fecal, wet, dark sack of blood. And it's horrible. It was what you are. But it's magical and fun. But don't get too stuck on yourself.
You are a god. You are a god as well, but you're only a little bit of it.
Yeah, I don't know that. I wish that word was not nearly meaningless.
Yeah, it's semantics.
Oh,
it's
my goodness. I'm actually tired of words. Sometimes I just want to make sounds, Vicky. Because of words, you know, you say a word and you don't know what it is to somebody else. It's like when you have two ideas of what cornbread is. You go, wow, you know, you're saying cornbread, I'm saying cornbread, but that is not what I call cornbread. That's just one of many examples. And I find that every word, almost up to and including prepositions, or articles, is got some kind of meaning and for somebody that's different, perhaps. So it's hard.
My crap game is not your crap game. That's for sure.
No, crap. That's not even a crapper. Y'all say crapper and everything, right?
Crapper. Is that an urban myth that he invented the loo?
Yeah, I think
I'm really
so.
Sorry we're talking about this.
I just found out recently. Didn't we? You know what? We may have even discussed this. That's how stupid. But I don't know. I don't know. Children, older, you get to a certain age and you just... I don't know. I guess a lot of your illusions are shattered, and you can either embrace it or run in screaming denial from it. And I don't know. I love embracing things, you know, like a warm hug, even from the slime devil, is a warm hug. So, whatever this life is delivering, it was good enough for all my ancestors. They've all successfully perished.
I'm dreaming.
We're outside the box.
We are outside the box.
I know. But we also are in one. No, we're not. We're clearly not.
Well, actually, I have done a radio show inside the box because when I first started doing my show on the radio, my microphone, I only had headphone microphones. I didn't have a proper mic. So I had the ones that you put in your ears. And so basically I'd go and sit in another room and I'd put a box on my head.
Oh, yeah. It's a nice sound, as a sound booth.
Yeah, and so I literally was inside the box.
Oh, that's cool. I tried to do the show from inside a coat closet, and I ran out of air. I honestly did. I was trying to do it. I got about, I don't know, maybe 20 minutes in, and I was like, man, it's unbearably stuffy in here. And I realized, because I'm talking a lot, right? So I was just, I was using up the oxygen super quick, and I just made a fetid cave of exhaust.
Yeah. Yeah. I can imagine that. That's doable.
I was like, this is a dumb idea.
Yeah, I died making radio.
It was nice. It sounded good, though.
You should probably have a fire crackling in the background as well. Rustling paper. It works. That just sounds like you're doing your taxes. Yeah. Yeah. Maybe we'll add the fire afterwards. Okay. All right, well, what we'll do is I started already. We'll just press stop at the same time, then you just go back from the end, okay? It's easier. At the end, we both press stop at the same time when we end, so that, okay.
Vicky, that has got to be the nicest box I have ever sat in front of.
Boxing Day is a holiday celebrated the day after Christmas Day. It originated in the United Kingdom and is celebrated in a number of countries that previously formed part of the British Empire. Boxing Day is on 26th December, although the attached...
Man, there's so much I didn't know about Boxing Day. I figured it had something to do with getting hit, get beat down, and the fact that it's a homophone for a carton, a container, a coffin. I got my ear boxed, but not in the same way as Van Gogh did. I box every day if you mean do I fight to store things away, to seal them up, to contain them. But often my opponents cannot be contained, and neither can I. I think outside the boxing ring. I'm both defeated and not defeated at the same time in that box. Every day is Boxing Day to me. You gonna do Meals on Wheels this year? Yeah, probably. But only on Boxing Day. Salisbury steak. So the main moral that I'm taking away here is never open the box. Never look inside the box. Is it about what you let out or what you let in?
to take home containing gifts, bonuses, and sometimes...
This is why I always use gift bags. If we open it, will it be like the ending of Kiss Me Deadly?
Well, maybe we should open
it. I don't want
it.
That. I don't want to open it and get irradiated by... Because yeah. Not only does it set you on fire, but it turns you into a mannequin first and then mm-hmm. sets you on fire.
Right.
That's harsh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, this box is big enough that if I'd been younger, I would have made it into a spaceship by now.
Oh, I know. Yeah. Those are fun. That's such a fun thing to do.
It is.
It's like when dogs like their crate. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, but a dog and a lot of animals would do that. And they go, why is the animals, like, wanting to go into the box?
Yeah.
Because it feels safe. It isn't. I mean, it isn't necessarily. It just feels, it's just a feeling. Because you've got, you think that you're controlling the space that you're in. You think that, oh, I know everything that's around me. I'm not in a cave that has a back entrance where a bear is going to get in or something. I'm not in a nice, confined space. I am a turtle that has pulled its head into its shell. And it's an illusion of security.
As is a house.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Oh, I know.
But then, a plane could fly over any moment and crash on top of us.
I know, or it's just a tree. Some people have, like, gotten a tree through their house, and they're like, whoa, I didn't realize... How fragile this thing over me is. It's like being
in a tent. Yeah, I mean, any number of things can cause an explosion, or for the upper story to just fall on your head. You to fall to the basement.
I think for a lot of our sensitive listeners, this is going to be a great portion of the show for them.
Yeah, I'm just wait till we open the box.
I know. What did you think you were going to find in the box? It seems empty, but it has everything that ever was in the world in it.
Well, it's a bit like this is all based on your own self-confidence of the ability to pretend as well, because there's some people, like, if they, you know, if they're doing a job or something, and then someone says, oh, can you do this? We'll give you this amount of money. Now, my immediate thing would be, if I couldn't do it, I'd go, no. And but then there's loads of other people go, yeah. And then they'll go home and they'll look it up on YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
You have to do it. Whereas I'm one of those no people. Now, that's confidence, right? That's confidence in your ability.
I immediately thought of the last part of Andrei Rublev, the bell part. Because that's what that seems like. It's like, you know, because the kid's never done it.
Yeah.
Right? It's just his dad was a bell maker. Am I getting that correct? And they're like, I'll do it. This undertaking, which is absolutely impossible. Like, it's if you don't do it, you're all going to be killed. It's this thing that is, you must be masterful at for it to even come close to going right. It's a massive undertaking. At the very least, you'll be humiliated, but you'll really be hanged, and everybody will be, usher in a horrible time of darkness. The reason I do this, the reason is the reason. Reason. Reason calls. And now, the return to reason, beyond reason. Instead of standing on a mountain, I spoke into a box. I spoke into a box and expected it to stay there until it was open again. Silly, silly Hardy White. Silly Hardy White. Open the box. There's something in it. It's a gift. Did we imply that there's a box in front of us, so you and I are sitting together next to one another, and we're both looking at the same box?
What is this?
That's both true and not true, isn't it?
This is a box.
There it is.
The box. It's real. I've just knocked on it.
It is real. Yeah. So, yes, we are sitting together having this conversation in real time. And they go, well, why are there things edited in and music beds and things like that? Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, we are sitting together because it's a bit, whether you're sitting with someone or not, it's all a relative exercise. If we were being viewed from another universe, we're most definitely sitting together at the moment.
I'm speaking into a box. I'm not sure whether you can hear me or not. But I'm speaking into the box anyway. Sometimes I speak, and sometimes I put my ear to the box to see if I can hear anything. When you put your ear to a shell and the wind rushes in, it sounds like the ocean. When you listen to a box and your thoughts rush in, it sounds like the world. I'm speaking into a box on the chance that you can hear me, that I am not alone, and that you are not alone. You'll open this box when you need to, and when you do, you'll hear me. You'll hear me recognize that the whole world is in a box. And we'll fly out together. We'll fly out like we were liberated, like we'd been shut in there for a very long time, and the door was open, and we made our escape together. Hello, friend. If you're in there, I just want to let you know that I'm alive, too. And I'm staring at boxes, and I don't know what's in them. I'm not sure they're for me. Are things closed up because they're hidden? They closed up to keep them safe? They closed up to keep me safe? Or are they just packed away for convenience? I've stuck my memories in boxes, memories that I didn't even want to see again. But I kept them anyway, stored them away. I even have special rooms in the box I live in, special boxes in the box to put things in that I don't want to get rid of, but I don't want to ever see again. If I don't want to see them, why do I keep them? Why do I keep them? If today is the day after we give gifts, if today is the day after we open boxes, why are there still boxes left unopened? Are those for whom those boxes are intended gone? Maybe they're in a box. I'm going to reach my hand into this box, my hand and my voice, because I'm hopeful, because I know you're there, and I know by doing that, we can be together. And I don't know if you feel safer in boxes or safer outside of them, but I'd be willing to go both places with you. Oh, I'd be willing to go both places with you. Today is the day that we give each other something that we'll never see. And I'll thank you for something, for a gift I may never know. Oh, I am so excited to be with you today on Boxing Day. My friend Vicky and I have put together this show for you in hopes that it will lighten your spirit. I don't know what you're doing today, the day after a holiday. Sometimes it's very strange. You go, what is this, animal carcass or whatever? I don't know. If you don't eat meat, you think, what are all these? Is this a pomegranate seed or what is this stuff on the floor? You barely remember the night before. All those expectations for joy and fellowship, I hope they were met, but sometimes loneliness visits us. Sometimes melancholy visits us. Sometimes our hearts are heavy when they should be the lightest. Who says they should? Hearts don't conform to calendars. If your heart is up or down or whatever shape it's in, I accept you, friend. You don't have to be full of joy. You can be full of sadness, and we're still going to sit here and hold hands and look at this box together. Oh, because you never know what's going to pop out. Maybe nothing, but all that space for our imagination. It's like a blank canvas, except imaginations can work in 3 dimensions, 4 dimensions, 10 dimensions. So we don't use canvases. We use boxes. And we put things inside and outside of them because they are interdimensional. If the box, if the cube has for its sides, not flat squares, but other cubes, and all those sides touches, that's a 4-dimensional cube. That's a hypercube. I want this show to be a hypercube for you. Oh, I'd love that. I wish I was a Tesseract box. And you could open it and just keep opening it, and it would give you gifts and everything you need and all the joy and everything your heart desires and requires, all in one simple container that's also interdimensional. Oh, my friends, I wish you the best Boxing Day ever and remind you that you are listening to Miracle Nutrition mashed up with Do or DIY. People like us, and you are listening to that on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, 91.9 in New York City and Rockland County, New York, and online at WFMU.org worldwide. Thank you so much, and I'll see you again next week.
Change. Where's that music coming from? I cannot figure out where that music is coming from. I just have to deal with it. The Master Keys. Up today and down tomorrow. You got to pray, they were singing there at the end.